She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Well, so live on the internet. Well, today's Saturday, and the topic that's really blowing me away, and you think about it, folks. The economy is pretty bad in America. And EPA and Congress is trying to make it illegal for people to modify their street cars into a race car. This has come up way in the past, where they want to make it so you cannot modify any manufactured car, manufactured from the factory, and change it. Like, for instance, getting a Camaro and changing the motor and getting rid of the emission controls and stuff and use it for racing. Well, there's tons and tons of money in the aftermarket, like Edelbrock, Crane Cams, Comp Cams, McLeod Clutches, all that aftermarket. That's billions of dollars. They want to kill the economy by making it illegal to modify a car. Okay, so, I mean, more and more the government is blowing me away. Not only with this kind of stuff, but with taxes. Raise tax. Make money for the people. Don't charge them more. I don't know. Anyway, give me a call. 808-524-1080. 808-524-1080. Okay? If you got a question or whatever. Anyway, that's one of them that really got me flipped out. The other one is safety check. Do you know that if you don't help to get rid of safety check, you're going to be paying more next year for safety check? They're going to raise the price of safety check, like everything else. And car registration, they're going to raise the cost of registering your car. So, it's all for the rail. Stop safety check. Go check it, folks. When you take your car in for safety check, what do they really check? Call me. Let me know. I want to know what you see them actually check. Okay? They're supposed to pull a wheel and check the brakes and the suspension. Any of you ever see that? And they're supposed to take it on a small road test to see if the alignment and suspension's okay. Give me a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? So, anyway, that's the thing. And when you buy tires, folks, it's not recommended to buy just two. You buy four, so they all match, They all have the same speed rating. They all have the same traction rating, everything. When you buy a new car, all four tires is the same. You don't find it different. For your safety, buy four. I do accident investigations when there's a lawsuit, and that's what I look at. I look at tires, the condition of it, if it's the right tire, all that stuff. So, for your safety, buy four. And here's the tip. Get it from Amazon.com. Free shipping, and it's cheaper than anybody here. Okay? Amazon.com. And get your tires in. Give me a call at 808-524-1080. Okay, for you ladies, you know, with all these homeless problems and more homeless people. Oh, talking about homeless, I heard that we have the highest homeless rate in the nation. Because the other states send them to us. We have the big welcome mat out. Welcome, homeless. Anyway, for you ladies, here's a tip. A self-defense. Because we've been hearing so many stabbings going on. And you hear it too. Okay? For self-defense, get a can of CRC. Brake clean. C as in Charlie, R as in Roger, C as in Charlie. Brake clean. Excellent self-defense. Okay? I think is better than a pepper spray and a mace. Because it's flammable. And if that spray doesn't knock them down, then light a match. That'll light them up. Okay? So, brake clean. Who do we have on the phone?
We have .3 Dean on the line.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, George. Well, you know, something that I think we really have to reiterate to the listeners, I guess I get caught in bumper-to-bumper traffic every day going from East Honolulu down to town. I'm hearing a lot of engines. Now, these are newer cars now, like probably 2014, 2015. At idle, I hear a pounding noise like the car is maybe... You know, it's a new car, but it sounds like the car is already 5 years down the road. Right away, I know it's because they probably didn't use well-purpose synthetic oil. They didn't use the Shell V-Power gas with no ethanol. And without that being said, the transmission will also be compromised as well. So, it's like a three-way short circuit here with nothing.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, on that subject, Dean.
Yeah.
99% of the people don't listen.
Yeah, probably.
The only time they listen,
mm-hmm.
like everybody else,
mm-hmm.
is at the funeral.
Right.
I asked Dean before he came on the air if he tested out the non-ethanol gas. Like, I wanted to know what the octane level was.
And?
So, Dean, what was your answer to me?
Well, it's those non-ethanol gas is marked, you know, they label it as 87, but it ain't nowhere near 87. It would take a 50-50% mixture of ethanol and that gas to even bring it to 87.
So what was it?
82. 82.
Yeah, but the oil companies are going to contest you and say, no, your reading is wrong.
Yeah, they're going to say your reading is wrong. You know what's going to happen? They're going to bring a sample that really measures 87. They're going to tell you, see, look, 87.
Yeah.
They're going to wise up and bring a sample.
You know, what's really funny, Dean?
Yeah.
Every island, the octane is different, you know.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
The best island that has the best octane is Hilo. Big Island.
Wow.
The 92, no matter what brand, the 92 is 90.
Hey, now we're talking.
Yeah. But Maui is not, Oahu is not, and Kauai is the lowest.
Yeah.
How come Kauai has all of the 92 at 82?
You know, because not enough people make noise. Harvey cannot do it himself.
Well, I don't know. No, talk too loud. Because one the listening. Yeah, I mean, I'm just blown away.
You know,
and who has the most expensive gas? Who has the most expensive? Kauai.
Kauai.
$3 something a gallon.
Yeah.
Hilo Supreme, the 92, is $2.55.
That's a deal.
It's cheaper than Oahu.
Yeah, Oahu is $2.75.
How come?
Good question.
See? But people just don't pay attention and they keep going. The other thing that I just checked, the gas quantity at that oil shell.
Yeah.
You don't get a full gallon.
Ay.
You don't get a full gallon.
Oh, my God.
And that's where you go.
Hey, thanks for the tip.
You don't get a full gallon.
Wait, it's not a full gallon. Ay.
So.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay?
Well, okay, thanks. Thanks a lot, George.
Thanks, Dean. Okay. So.
I have a question. You know, if you have, say, a standard car, and you're driving up a hill, and you, how can you distinguish whether your car is pinging or doing that sound like you're
knocking,
or like you're going up in fourth gear when you should be shifting down to, say, third or second or something?
Well, normally if you have the proper octane and good fuel, it will not ping or knock. But if you're lacking, you're under what they call substandard fuel, it will ping and knock. And the pinging and knocking is the most damaging thing you can ever have.
But how, you know, like sometimes because it's a standard car, they don't downshift. So how can you tell if it's not downshifting or it just doesn't matter, it's just pinging?
Well, even if you downshift, Wanda, the pinging is still present. It's just that you don't hear it as loud because you take strain, you take the strain off of the engine by downshifting. By downshifting, it's easier on the engine to climb the hill, but that knocking and pinging is still there.
How about on a standard, not a standard, automatic car? Well, I guess maybe if they're slowing down and going up a hill, the engine will die.
No, on an automatic car, the computers make the trans slip. So it's like riding the clutch. So you don't really feel any loss or anything. And that's what makes everybody think, oh, it's okay. That cheap gas, it's okay.
So then it's not a gas problem then. It's another problem if your car does that, like, I don't know, dirty fuel injection or something?
No. Fuel injection will not perform right, but the biggest problem, 99% of the time, is substandard fuel.
But you just said that your car won't die, but this person's car, the engine dies and he has to start it up again. It starts up right away, but...
Oh, it dies?
Yeah, it dies.
If the engine dies, number one, it's substandard fuel. Number two, he may need to have his system cleaned out. I mean, the system is the fuel system, the fuel filter, the passages to the valve, all of that stuff. Because when you run substandard fuel, it really builds up a lot of carbon, a lot. And it chokes the living daylights out of the engine.
So how do you do clean it out? Like, I think they only did the sea... Is there a sea foam thing or something? I don't know what that is.
It's very hard because that buildup in the engine is like concrete. So to clean it out, we use a hammer and chisel. So it's best not to get to that state, okay, by using good fuel. And the Shell 92 is what we recommend. The 92 is actually 87 or even lower sometimes, depending on the station. Break time.
Yes, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, I'm a little confused, so I'm going to ask you a question. Did you say the city is going to ban reconstruction or the market parts?
No, EPA.
Oh, the EPA. Okay. Well, still, same difference. You know,
same difference, stupid. Right.
It's stupid.
It is.
Tell me one thing the government banned that has gone away. Drugs. They've been banning drugs for 200 years.
Yeah.
They tried to ban kids from smoking cigarettes. I still see kids smoking cigarettes. I mean, you can go on and on and on. It's like I said, it's, I don't know what people think when they get in the government. Oh, we'll just pass a law. Don't
think
about
the industry.
Consideration. You know, like you say, what's an answer? They don't want people racing on the street. So what's your answer? Oh, well, if we ban selling aftermarket parts, people won't race. No, you increase the black market for aftermarket parts. That's all that happened.
They just want to kill the economy.
I tell you, they can't stop fire. They can't stop anything.
Yep.
And all they do, if I could have anything, I would ask for one law. If you make up new law, you got to take two laws off the books.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have laws that cover everything.
Yep.
You know, like when they came up with this cell phone law, and I was person going, that's a stupid law. If you, no, it's not. I go, there's a law against distracted driving.
Yep.
That covers everything. Eating in the car, makeup. If you're not paying attention and you run into somebody, it's distracted driving. It covers
yep.
everything.
That's right.
But no, see, your politicians say, oh, well, we're going to help you out, so we'll pass a law. You can't use a cell phone. And everybody goes, well,
what about the women putting on their makeup going down the freeway?
Hey, what about the people you and I see eating with their feet up on steering the wheel?
Yep.
Goodness. I tell you, if you drive, but I've seen stuff, I'm going to start taking pictures.
Good.
Except somebody warned me about that. Said you could get in trouble. I might start taking pictures, and we'll put a page up on the website. The crazy drivers that we see, send us your pictures. Oh, that should be fun. Anyway, on that note, oh my goodness, now I got to run around the parking lot for a minute. As always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay. Anyway, so much things are happening. And so much wasting of money. That's why they have to raise taxes. That's why they scramble around looking for more money. I mean, I don't understand it. This is just blowing me away. I just talked to this elderly couple, and they sold their house, and they're moving. They're fed up with Hawaii, and they're moving to Alaska. They visited Alaska twice, and they said it's a better place to live because, you know, it's a lot more reasonable, a lot cheaper to live there. Hawaii is getting to be land for the rich and the land for the poor. The middle class, catch the bus, man. Get out of here. Anyway. You got to stop safety check, folks. It's you, the people. Remember what Abe Lincoln said? Government by the people, for the people. So get up. Don't be lazy. Send emails, letters. Cancel safety check. They're going to raise the fee for safety check to cover some of the losses for the rail. Okay, so if you got questions, give us a call, 808-524-1080, 524-1080, okay, who do we have?
We have Bruce from Kalihi.
Hi, Bruce.
Hey, how's it, George? How are you doing?
Okay.
Hey, yo, I like to talk about good things, laughter and jokes, and hear laughter and jokes, but there's so many bad things going on. I get all disturbed, and you stirred my mind up with the earlier information that you gave. And yeah, one more thing, besides emails, letters, and phone calls, we need to vote for the right politicians. But moving right along, too, is good idea. Thank you for the information about the break clean, good self-defense weapon, especially for women. Women need more self-defense more than men.
Mm-hmm.
But I always recommend it, Hornet and Wasp spray, which is very good and devastating. And you know what? I've been into this kind of stuff for over 20 years, and I know. And I bought pepper spray, and I fooled around it, and I accidentally shot my face. It did nothing. And in Hawaii, like many states, mace is more powerful, but only the police are allowed to have it. Illegal mm-hmm. in Hawaii. You cannot have mace. It's more powerful. And I have a video that showed a campus in the mainland university where the students were peacefully demonstrating. So faculty said, call the police. Hey, get these kids off campus. But they had the right to be there. They weren't causing trouble. They're sitting down. So the police came with this. Look like a one quart size mace. They shot like 8 or 10 of them. They were sitting down doing nothing. Point blank, like blank, like 10 inches away from their face. With the mace, which is way more powerful, did nothing. They didn't stand up or scream or nothing. They just sat there, kept sitting there. So mace doesn't do nothing. Pepper spray even is worse. Brake clean will do the job, and wasp and hornet spray will do the job. But I got to say this. Hands down, the best weapon, especially for women, is firearms. They need to go learn and get trained and go get one. And like right now, even in Hawaii, 50% of the women taking up classes for firearms, I mean, the women is 50% now. When I took the firearms course long time ago, had like only 3 women out of maybe 30 guys. Now it's like 50%. And yep. Across the mainland, women are the highest, fastest group of people buying guns and getting trained.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say one more thing, moving along real fast. You know, I'm so irate, like you talked about government. You know, these liberals, they created all these laws, and you want to make our life miserable and tax us more and put more punishment. Look what they're trying to do now. They're trying to fine you $250, $500, and $1,000 in increments after each offense for walking on the street, talking on your cell phone. Now, I agree that a lot of people, they're in oblivion, not aware, you're walking. A lot of times, they almost get banged because they don't look when they cross the street. But you know what? That's up to them. Like you said, if you want to kill yourself, or, you know, not wear seatbelts or something, that's your Juliana. You know,
yep.
It's up to you. The government shouldn't force you. Same
that's
thing.
Right. Against your constitutional right.
Phone, huh?
It's against your constitutional right.
Yeah. And so people, they want to fine us just for talking on a cell phone. That's ridiculous. They just want to make more money.
That's the people
like
you voted for.
The rail, right? And then now, they're talking about if you go feed the cats. Now, I agree there's a big problem with feral cats. They need to do something. But now, why do you want to punish us and fine us $250,000, $500,000 for each infringement or violation,
you know, Bruce,
thereafter for feeding the cats?
Bruce, the next thing you're going to hear is they're going to fine you for helping the homeless.
Yeah, but that's another problem too by itself.
Hawaii.
No, they're not going to do that because they're helping them already.
But you know what the big deal is that don't come out in the paper and the government not telling you. You know, Governor Ige, the legislators all praising that. Oh, he's going to create all these temporary homes on Sand Island like made out
there's
of
nobody
the
there.
Steel containers and then smaller makeshift wooden homes.
Yeah, but nobody's there.
Yeah, but you know what the thing is? That's good. Get them off the streets, sight unseen, right? No problem on the street, and it's unsightly.
No, the
and all
big
that,
problem,
but,
Bruce.
But
big,
guess what?
The big problem is...
They're still the
is,
same. They're going to be there, but they still
no.
Gonna come out and commit crime.
Bruce, they are being brought in from other states.
I know that. My friend told me that.
Send them back.
Yeah, he told me, yeah, we need to do that. In fact, we need to have our state actually go sue or fine the mainland cities and states for sending them here. My friend told me he lives in Waikiki and he knows all the homeless, and they tell him, oh, I came from, he asked, oh, what state you came from, this state or that state or this city? He said, oh, they gave us a one-way ticket to Hawaii and gave us all the information, phone numbers to get all free housing, welfare, and food stamps and medical and all these.
Mm-hmm. So where's the governor?
Yeah, and he's trying to bring
in. He's not doing anything. He's trying to bring more.
Huh?
He's trying to bring in more homeless people.
Yeah, but he's trying to bring in Syrians too that you don't know. They could be mm-hmm. terrorists or at least extremists.
Not too smart.
Yeah,
okay.
So,
thanks, Bruce.
Okay, thank you, George. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Okay, we got Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George.
Long time no hear.
Yeah, well, I'm laughing because Bruce, you covered so much that I'm going, holy cow, what's left that I can talk to George about in the in the listening audience? So let's see. Okay, I did some checking, George, and they raised our property taxes. I'm talking residential, George.
Mm-hmm.
not commercial, because I know you have commercial property, etc., but you also have a home, too.
Mm-hmm.
It worked out to be about $100 more. Yeah, no problem, yeah?
Mm-hmm. No problem.
I'm on a fixed income as a retired person, so what's another 100?
Did your fixed income increase $100?
Nope.
Yeah. But I don't even want to touch that one. Anyway, so then the safety check. I went down to go get my safety check like I do every year that I've been able to, George,
mm-hmm.
down below in Ina Haina. I won't say the station, but, you know, the one down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say my friend Chad, who owns it, are you kidding? I'm not doing that anymore. Waste time. So they called up the government and said, take your machine back. You know, we're not bothering with this anymore. But what happens, George, is it totally backlogs all the people down this side of the island. Because the only other one is out in Hawaii Kai, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I refuse to go to him because he's never been a friendly dude. So forget him. And then there's a couple in Kaimuki. So that's like, go all the way out to Hawaii Kai from Ina Haina or go all the way into Kaimuki. But okay, not that far really. But guess what? Everybody else is going there too.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking a huge population down on the southeast end of the island
mm-hmm.
that just because one station threw in the towel and said, forget it, it's added more. And so, I mean, the owners of the station in Ina Haina said, you know, Rob, just be warned. You know, the wait is really long. You know, so I said, forget it. This is how I like solutions, George. So my friend works for this big autoplex out in Kapolei, and he's going to drive it out to work, and the boys out there will safety check it for me. He lives across the street from me, drive it back home, and I don't have to wait in line or nothing. That's the only way I can get around it now.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's an idea. All the other stations should say, I don't want to do this anymore and turn in the machines, and
yep.
maybe they won't have anybody
wow.
to do that.
You know, that, Wanda and George, that really would, holy cow.
Yep.
If that wouldn't wake up those guys down there, I don't know what would, because then it would make it almost impossible. You know, then people
yep.
automatically would be going, hey, you know what, F this.
Yep.
I just going to drive them. I'll pay my insurance, you know, but I'm not going to pay that. I'm not worried about it. If I get pulled over, well, too bad, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Because the chances
are... They don't pull you over.
George, the odds on that are so small because there's only so many cops and so many of us drivers out there.
Mm-hmm.
How can they possibly, you know, focus down on looking at that little sticker on the back of your car when they're having to look for people walking on the sidewalk and talking on their cell phone so they can be given a $200 ticket?
Yep.
What is this, turning into a police state if it isn't already?
I don't know. It's really not a good place.
I mean, it's just incredible what they're doing to our... To our home, huh, George?
Yep.
Incredible. So
I didn't vote for him.
Man, me neither. You know, and that's a problem.
Yep.
There aren't any good people that want to run anymore because they know how racked and stacked it is.
The only way, Rob, is we got to get rid of every one of them and put all new.
Holy cow, man. That's it, George.
Yep.
I'm with you.
It's like overhauling your engine. You're not going to change one piston and leave the rest. No.
Yeah.
You change everything.
Yeah, so, Jordan, I figured my best friend and good neighbor, Gary, right? He's going to drive it out to the Autoplex. And he said, Rob, you sure that thing can make it up the hill, or make it up the mountain? And I looked at him, I said, what? I said, what are you talking about? You know, because I haven't been. I mean, I used to drive out there long, you know, years ago, and on the original old roads out to the country, George, when I used to go surf out North Shore when there were hardly any people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I said, what? He says, yeah, there's this really long hill on the freeway. And I said, man, are you kidding? If my 289 is an Edelbrock manifold and a four-barrel, et cetera, and, you know,
dual
exhaust, George, you'd love it. That thing purrs like a kitten. I said, Gary, you're pulling my leg. And I knew he was. He said, you're going to be doing me a favor. Blow out the carbon, like you said earlier,
yep.
George, when you open up the show. I don't want that concrete building up.
That's right. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Break time.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101. She's
real fine, my form. Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net. Spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-44. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom. Something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy has no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the phone?
We have Adam from Mililani.
Hi, Adam.
Oh, hi, George. Well, this is off the subject of automobile. Okay, I have a bad problem of dust mites. If anybody has some good ideas how to kill all the dust mites in my house, call you. I want some good information.
Dust mites?
Dust mites, yeah. To kill my call server companies. They say, you cannot kill them. You got to wash everything in the house. No, that's impossible. Wash everything in the house and everything.
I don't know.
And there is something, but nobody said anything. So anybody have some good information, call you.
Okay.
Then I can call you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Who do we have next?
I don't know what happened to Bryson.
Oh, okay. Well, he got to stand in line. There's so many people. But anyway, what you call? I forgot what I was going to say.
Talking about that... the car, the one you said that needed to clean out the system?
Mm-hmm.
How about they just do ethanol?
That would work.
How many times do they have to do that?
It'll take a while because that hard stuff in there is like concrete. And when we take apart the engine, to clean it out, we use a hammer and chisel. So...
So it's like stuck on there. Like
yes.
They need something to melt it down.
Yes, there's nothing. So before it gets to that, they should use ethanol. Ethanol stops it.
Well, it's an older car, so I'm thinking it's too late for that.
No, never too late. You just put some ethanol in and run it. It'll help. It'll work it out. Okay, so... there's this one guy people been telling me that's been on the newspaper, on the television. I don't know what his deal is about. He's talking about ethanol not being good. I don't understand. Anyway, the rail... is costing us right now at $6.57 billion. And they haven't gotten to Pearl City and haven't gotten to Honolulu. When it gets down to Dillingham, we're estimating, Mariano and I was just talking, and we're estimating $30 billion. So... It's going to be outrageous. Really outrageous. Anyway, we'll wait and see. Look at the H3 freeway. That was the most expensive freeway. Okay? Did we learn a lesson from it? No. We're going to build something else that's going to be the most expensive. We like that feeling of being the most expensive. Anyway, who do we have now?
We have Steve from Kailua.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, George. How did you read the article in the newspaper today about ethanol?
No.
Yeah, not a lunatic liberal spreading lies again.
Who is the guy?
I got to get the paper. Different guy, but it's in today's paper.
Yeah, I don't know. These people...
Wrote one letter in there about ethanol?
We have tried to write, but they don't put it up.
Yeah, they just want to hear nothing good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you should get Tom Berg in your show. He's talking to this morning with Tesh about the rail project and all that.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be investigating some fraud going on. I hope it's true. But
good. Need it.
Yeah.
Too much corruption.
It's supposed to be a town hall meeting March 1st. I don't know where, but someplace.
Yeah, let me know.
I was bowling with my friend the other day, and I saw a nice Lamborghini in Whole Foods. A little low to the ground, and he's saying, oh, I wonder if it's even legal or safe to ride on the road. You pay your registration, you can ride anything, I guess, yeah?
Yep.
okay, I guess that's all I have to say.
No. Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha. Who's next?
Somebody called in to say that article you were talking about. I think it was in yesterday's newspaper to the editor or something.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go read the article, I guess.
Oh, okay.
And then anybody that calls into you, Adam left his phone number, but I don't think I should put it on the air.
Yeah. What was his phone number?
He said it's 627-0657.
And that's for the?
Anybody got tips on the dust mites?
Oh, I thought it was fleas. Dust mites, okay. Anyway, the thing about, you know, a lot of mechanics and people, they accuse ethanol of being damaging and all that. Folks, please have common sense. Brazil has been on ethanol since 1955. Brazil at that time in 1955 was third world. Brazil now is far, far better than America. It's because of ethanol. And if ethanol was so bad, folks, Indy race cars, NHRA, NASCAR, all of those racing organizations are on ethanol. So if ethanol was bad, why are they on it? Well, a lot of mechanics and people confuse ethanol with methanol. Methanol is different. Methanol cannot mix with gasoline. Ethanol can mix with gasoline. You cannot consume methanol, you'll die. It's poison. Vodka is made 60% ethanol, 40% water.
Wait, if methanol doesn't mix with gas, how do they use it in cars?
They don't. They tried way back to use methanol, and it separated and caused water and corrosion and all of that. So they came out now with ethanol, which is very friendly and blends with the gasoline. But the amount of ethanol in the gas is not 10%, folks. Not even close. In most cases, it's only 2%. If you read the sticker, it says up to 10%. Not full 10%. Up to. Okay? So. Anyway. You know, I really wish people would get the information correct. You know, because if you go into a court of law, like I was telling Frank Young, that if you go into a court of law, you got to have your facts. Anyway, is it break time?
It is. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up the spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my phone.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and yes, Maui Toyota is the best, okay? So, anyway, on that engine that was dying, Wanda?
Yeah.
Have them try ethanol. What kind of car is that?
Honda.
Yeah, have them try 3 gallons of ethanol to the Shell 92. Shell 92, no, not any other gas, okay?
And,
you know, people, they don't listen until they have problems. And when they have problems, the cost is really expensive to repair. So before that happens, you know, keep the car running in good condition. By getting silicone spray, and spraying all the rubber and plastic parts, but not the tire thread, the sidewall. Okay, not the thread. All the rubber moldings around your door and all that stuff, spray it with silicone. Silicone is a rubber and plastic preservative. Okay? So, anyway, there's about 40% of the cars on the road today unregistered. Why don't they impound them? They used to. Anyway, who do we have on the phone? No? Okay. Anyway, in the old days, they would impound these unregistered vehicles. Today, their excuse is they don't have place to put it. Well, once you put it on the news that cars are being impounded, and it costs $1,000 to get them out of that impoundment, people will wake up and register the car. Now, the state would have money. What's happening to our politicians? All they know is raise tax. It's not right. How does states like Oregon not charge tax to seniors? I think Alaska's the same way. Hawaii tax the living daylights out of the seniors. Rob knows. So.
Well, what do you think about eventually Hawaii just being for the rich and the poor and all the middle class people have to move away from here?
I see that happening. It's sad, but it's true. So, but anyway, ethanol project, if we could have got it running here, would have really helped the economy a big bunch. But so many of you see the pot of gold and you don't want it. You gotta look at history, folks. Look at Brazil. It really helped that country. Why not help Hawaii? Made out of sugarcane. And you don't burn the sugarcane. You cut it. Okay? And you can also make electricity from the bagasse by formulating that back down and making another batch of ethanol to run the power plant. It's clean, and this is really green. It's not the sun, it's not the wind, it's green. Okay, who's next?
We got Bruce from Kalihi.
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, Bruce. George, sorry. I just want to mention this because of my favorite passion and sport, drag racing. I just want to remind your listeners that on Fox, they're on Fox now, not ESPN anymore, so they're starting off with Fox. So tomorrow, Sunday at 3 p.m., live on Fox Sports 1, I think it's 3 p.m. You got to check your local listing. More than likely, it's 3 p.m. The finals at the 2016 Winter Nationals in Pomona, California, NHRA Championship Drag Racing. 3 p.m. tomorrow, Sunday, the finals live. And then Sunday night at 9 p.m., same channel, Fox Sports 1. We're going to have the repeat of the qualifying at 9 p.m. So if your listeners are interested, go check them out. The greatest sports spectacle on the planet, drag racing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, George, you take care. Talk to you next time.
Thanks, Bruce.
Okay, bye.
Aloha. Yep. So, anyway, I really wish, you know, that Hawaii can wake up and switch to and get that ethanol thing going. It'll create so much jobs. And I've talked to the people at Maui Sugar 5 years ago and told them that, you know, you got to get away from just sugar but make ethanol from the sugar cane. And their answer always was, how you know? How you know this place gonna close? Well, it's happening. It's the same thing with the Raceway Park. Hawaii Raceway Park. When I ran for governor in 94, I told the racers, I got to get in. Got to stop this closing of the Raceway Park. Same answer. How do you know it's going to close? How do you know? It's gone. I don't know. It's really sad. And yes, the Raceway Park opened. It wouldn't stop all the street racing. There would be still street racing. But I had a plan to hopefully stop the people from racing on the street. But we don't have it. We don't have the track no more, so we can't do it. And I guess that's the way people think in Hawaii.
Well, I think eventually ethanol will come about, just not yet.
I know.
But I can't see why it's not happening yet, because you know how everybody's so environmentally conscious?
Yeah.
And they're going towards eating more organic stuff.
Yep. Ethanol. You know, folks, if you folks want to see a demonstration, you get a group of people together and give me a call at 847-5554. I'll be glad to do a demo for you and show you how clean ethanol is and the benefits of ethanol versus gasoline. Okay? You know, we got to do something. And that will help Hawaii so much. Okay, who's next?
Okay, real fast, we got Robert from Pearl City.
Hi, Robert.
Hi. I just wanted to know, I just tuned in the show. I was late today. So I caught what you were just saying about ethanol.
Yes.
And what I wanted to know is if you mentioned on the show already, if you have already, I'm sorry, like I said, I just tuned in, about the article that was written yesterday in the Star Advertiser, you know, the newspaper, where somebody wrote in the editorial section and mentioned that ethanol destroys engines. And
the guy has no knowledge.
Terrible for mileage,
yeah,
and all of that.
The guy is not a mechanic.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know who this person was.
I know that person.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sad. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Aloha. Okay, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. And remember, you make the government, not the government make you. Okay? You the people. Take care of each other. Please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.